What is up, everybody? Welcome back to another episode of the All Days Off podcast. I'm Alex Aronson here with my co-host Corey Oskowitz. What's good, buddy?
What's going on, man? Dude, you're laughing right before this. You're like,
dude, people have told me before I have a pretty hilarious laugh.
You do?
Yeah.
You do have a good laugh.
I'll tell you this much.
It's not like one of those. Sorry.
Honestly, great job being a better audience, dude.
My bad. I didn't mean to cut you off like that. Are we cool?
I don't know, man. We'll see how the rest of the episode goes. I'm pretty bummed about that.
Sorry.
But yeah, when I listen to recordings or clips of us, I do think my laugh is pretty hilarious.
Yeah, you have a great laugh.
Like, I hate it because it's so loud and like kind of obnoxious. Mm-hmm. And there's different types of it, you know?
Yes.
Everyone's got different types of laughs.
I think I have a good laugh, too. You just have to make me laugh more often.
Oh, okay, cool. Yeah.
I think... No, but there's some people just, like, in comedy, like, they'll laugh at their jokes, but, like, their laughs are so fucking, like, funny, like, unique. It's always just, like, some weird, like... Yeah. I'm like, damn. It's like, fuck, I wish I laughed like an idiot, too.
Yeah, I would crush. I wish I laughed like an idiot and could say the F word, and I would be hilarious.
Dude, I'll say it right now. Fuck.
Oh man, I had to quarantine last week.
Yeah, dude, do you know how annoying that is for me,
bro? Heavy
like,
exposure.
You're just like always like getting exposed to COVID.
Sorry, I'm living my life, dude.
Dude, I don't even think it's that. I just think like it's just like unluck, like just like not lucky.
Sorry, I'm hanging with a chick that got COVID, dude.
Yeah, whatever. Who's she hanging with then, huh?
Well, she went to like 4 Fish concerts.
Yeah, 4 Fish concerts with 4 different dudes, dude.
And then I went to an engagement. Then I went to an engagement party right before I came here last time. And I didn't tell you this, but got a text the next day like, hey, someone had COVID.
Really?
Yeah, oh, and then the mom of the groom got it.
Nice. But so you just got that text, what, 10 minutes ago?
Yeah. But my point being is who gives a shit anymore?
I guess I do right now.
No, but you shouldn't.
Okay, yeah.
But I get why people do because it's an inconvenience. But my point is it doesn't need to be an inconvenience anymore.
I feel that. Yeah, no, I agree.
There's no reason.
I agree with that.
This is coming, and people have probably been saying this for a long time, but in liberal New York, like, I don't think people wear the mask just to be like, ooh, look at me. I still care. I think anyone who's still wearing a mask, you look at that person like, well, they have a pre-existing condition.
Yeah, you think so?
This person must have a serious reason to wear it, or they are just scared.
I think it's situational. I was always kind of just like a strict mask and Uber guy, mask and taxi guy.
I'm done with that.
I'm like kind of slowly not doing that because like, I don't know. I just like, I am, but like, I'm not. I'm not as strict as I was before. I still wear it on the subways because like, I'm going to catch fucking who God knows what.
I've had every strain. I've had it so much. I think the fact that I was just with someone for 5 straight days who had COVID and didn't get it.
Yeah, that's crazy, man. How many tests did she take?
She just took. She woke up. She's like, I don't feel well. I was like, you have COVID.
Oh, she didn't even take a test?
No, she did.
Oh,
she took a
test.
It was, yeah.
Feel that.
But this is coming from a guy who had a great pandemic. And
yeah.
And have been very openly saying that I wanted to continue. I think Joe Rogan should keep talking about natural immunity. Mm-hmm. I think he should keep having doctors on saying that it's no big deal. Go out and get COVID, but it's time to go back to, you don't have to wear a mask. I'm getting fat again. It's like it's 2019 all over again, you know?
The golden years. The Mets are good.
They weren't good in 2019.
Oh. Well, were you fat when they went to the World Series?
Yeah, sure. That was like at my fattest.
Obviously the clear decline.
We got to put up a picture of me like celebrating in 2015.
That's obviously the clear decline. Oh, Jesus.
Oh, it was huge.
Really?
Shotgunning a beer on my friend's porch.
Does the jersey still fit?
No, I think I actually... And they bought me a bunch of jerseys for prospects that don't fit anymore.
Really?
Yeah, they're just massive.
They're just
on me
huge?
Now. Yeah.
How many jerseys did you get?
I think 2. They got me like, okay. I got like an old Keith Hernandez jersey.
Nice.
That is now too big, which sucks. Bro, they were wearing their blacks on Friday.
Yeah, it's fresh.
They are so sick.
Yeah, they're fresh, the blacks.
That's a throwback. That was very 2000s, 90s.
Yeah, I feel like every problem, like, you know, you're always going to have problems, you know, whether you're fat and you have fat problems, you have skinny problems, like, you know, you have to weigh the positives and the negatives. Like, one, your life was better when you were fatter.
You think
so? In certain ways. In certain ways.
It's literally the only way I can think of is that I was fat the last time the Mets went to the World Series. Other than that, I can't think of a single good thing.
Really?
Yeah.
I think there's only one really, really, really big positive to not being fat for you, and that's just like the girls aspect.
Yeah.
And then everything else. Like,
which, why don't the doctors tell you that?
It's camouflage.
Yeah, you know?
Yeah,
I should. Wish my pediatrician was like, hey, you're like a good looking guy. If you just lost weight, you would be, you wouldn't have to worry about weight problems. You'd have to worry about STDs. And that's a way more fun thing to worry about.
You think I care about you telling me about my arteries, dude?
Yeah.
You should be like, bro, like, you'd be fucking slaying. If you just like cut like 10 to 15, you're good.
Yeah. You know what's good for heart health? Fucking.
Fucking. Yeah.
You know what's good for your health? Ejaculating.
Yeah. That is good.
But yeah, like I wish. I actually remember right before college, I was still seeing my pediatrician.
Mm-hmm.
And it was like my last appointment before leaving. And he's like, you know what the biggest risk is going to college? I was like, yeah, STDs. He's like, no, weight gain.
Yeah.
I was like, well, if I gain the weight, I won't have to worry about the STDs, will I? Huh, Doc? You didn't think of that, huh? They didn't teach you that in weight loss 101 or whatever the fuck.
Yeah, no, he's right.
And you know, when I lost the weight, I cannot undersell how big of a reason that was. And that's probably super lame and shallow in like in the grand scheme of things.
Everyone's shallow, dude.
Yeah, but I was like losing weight to fuck.
Yeah, I mean, like, I feel like that is every single time I've walked into the gym.
Yeah.
It has been to get a little bit closer at a chance to having,
to having sex.
Yeah. I mean, like, what the fuck else is there to, like, for what? Your mental or whatever? Like, I mean, like, I get it.
I feel like exactly I don't. The same.
Yeah. I mean, like, I get it, but I don't. Like, I just feel like it's not true. And, like, you're just, like, if you're a very specific type of person if you're just, like, walking out of the gym and you're just, like, I'm a bit, like, you know what I mean? Like, you're not going there to not fuck. You're going there to obviously fuck more.
Yeah, or to be more confident in your fucking abilities.
Yes. Or to upgrade who you're fucking.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah, if you are together with somebody and they're still consistently hitting the gym hard, beware.
Yeah.
You are on thin ice, lady or man. You are fucked.
And that's my, you know, people tell a lot of jokes and take a lot of issue with the body positivity thing. But, like, I have no problem with, like, I wish I felt better about myself when I was fat, you know? Yeah. But, like, let's not act like it doesn't matter what you look like.
Yeah, of course, it's a huge thing.
Yeah.
If I throw on a fresh jean jacket, I'm like, holy shit, I'm the man.
Yeah, why didn't I get laid tonight?
Yeah.
Shit, I'm still too fat.
Auto box, yeah.
And then so after this, I was quarantined, had a wedding. It was a lot of fun, but like the trip there was just like a nightmare. I had like a 8 a.m. flight out to Detroit and then Saturday and then this morning got on a Spirit Airlines flight at 5:45 in the morning. And so part of me was like, I hope I get COVID. You know, I took a test and then drew a second red line in it. And I went to her. I was like, look, I got it. I got it. But so I went to this wedding. And I've been to a lot of weddings over the last couple of years, and there's always a moment in the wedding, and it's mostly been Jewish weddings, where the rabbi will be like, they'll be doing their vows and talking about how they met. Then there's always this point where they're like, and listen, like, there will be struggles in a marriage, okay? There will be tough times, but you will make it through. It's kind of just this reminder, like, hey, you know this beautiful day where you spent thousands of dollars and, like, all your best friends and family here? There's going to be some time where, like, that was a fucking waste. Later on in your marriage, I'm like, you know what? Even thinking about that doesn't make me feel any better about our marriage.
Because, you know, the problem's always going to be money, and then you're just going to be like, fuck, I wish I had that, like, 70 grand that I spent on a wedding for.
Yeah.
What, you remember those 3 hours that we had?
Yeah.
Yeah. I wish we had 70 grand instead of those 3 hours.
That's
a Batman movie.
Yeah.
You're spending... dude, you're spending fucking 80 grand on The Irishman.
Yeah. And, like... It's such a bleak thing to bring up at a wedding.
Yeah, you know? It is.
In front of all your friends and family. And then we're all picturing them fighting and like deciphering in our minds if we think they can make it through. You know?
So there are going to be ups. There's going to be downs.
Yeah.
There's going to be more downs. You know, one of you is going to get fat. Then you're going to lose weight while the other one gets fat while you lose that weight.
Yeah.
So there's never going to be some sort of even.
No.
You guys both lose the weight. Then you're poor.
And if you both lose weight, like we said, it's because you're trying to fuck.
Yeah, that's probably a huge reason.
Yeah.
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 You're either losing the weight because you're trying to fuck someone else, or you're losing the weight because you think they're going to try to fuck someone else.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And nothing, the one good thing I think about the dating apps is nothing will make you put you, will put you in your place and make you realize where you're at more than those dating apps.
Yeah, that is tough, man. It's like every day I just like look at my phone. It's like Hinge has updated your most compatible. And I check, I'm like, oh, it's a rhinoceros. That's,
I think that,
that's good.
I think that should be, because we do have a weight problem in this country, and COVID would not have been as big of a deal if we were in better shape as a country. I think every American should have to be on a dating app, regardless of your relationship status.
You think so? Yeah.
Just to make, here's you, here's where you are in the pecking order.
Yeah. I mean, I thought my idea was pretty good. We spoke about it a while ago. The mandatory spring breaks.
Yeah.
Mandatory spring break trips.
We
have to go to Cancun once a year. You gotta go.
Yeah.
I'm sorry.
Mandatory. Somewhere warm where you're gonna be, where there's gonna be a white t-shirt, a wet t-shirt contest going on.
100%.
I had the idea of, like, instead of, like, going after college to, like, do Teach for America, get fit for America.
Get fit for America.
You don't need a job. The government will pay for you to go to an Equinox, and you just get in shape.
I love how, you know, you have your it's mandatory, like, physical education, like PE in school.
Yeah.
But that's when, like, kids have, like, the highest metabolisms, you know, like, oh, you're, and also, like, I don't want to fucking, you know, sometimes, like, obviously I'm going to go hard in the motherfucking paint.
Yeah.
Like, when I'm at PE, but also there's times where I'm just like, okay, I just woke up. It's literally like 7:30 in the morning. Like, do I want to play basketball right now?
Yeah.
Like, do I want to sweat and just be sticky for the rest of the day? Like, I feel like PE should be mandatory when we're working as adults, because, like, then our metabolisms are lower.
It's got to be more than just PE, though, because, like, for an older person who's slow, whose metabolism is slow, Nukem isn't going to cut it to lose weight.
Nukem won't cut it.
I caught it. Yeah. Okay, throw it back now. Yeah, throw it back.
What else is, like, a very, like, very no, just like you're not doing any work
in gym.
In gym.
I'm trying to think of the shit we did in elementary school. Did you ever play that game Medic?
Medic?
You would be on those, like, floor scooters throwing, like, fluffy balls at each other.
No.
And if you got hit, like, someone had to come out with the scooter and, like, pull you back.
No, that sounds,
which is kind of bleak. It's like we're training for, like, storming Normandy right now.
That sounds kind of...
Everyone's like, Medic! Medic! Medic!
No, I've never played.
I think that was what
we were big mat ball guys.
We played mat ball in camp. We didn't do it in
you never did in gym?
Not in gym.
Mat ball was fucking sick.
We did a lot of badminton.
Badminton
was great. Once the shuttlecocks got brought out, you knew that.
Dude, the gym teachers love badminton. They love badminton. And, like, sometimes, like, you just, like, see random gym teachers, just like, all right, whatever, like, and then, like, I would just, like, sometimes see them playing each other, like, on, like, an off period. And, like, I'm like, holy shit, these guys are really good at Batman. I'm like, what the fuck? Yeah. I would not expect that. And you're just like, hateen, hateen, hateen. I'm like,
Batman's a lot of fun. Because you can, like, swing as hard as you can.
I agree that it is fun. But I was just, like, very surprised on, like, how good they were at badminton. I was like, okay, they're fucking.
My school, that was the only sport we were good at.
Badminton.
It was badminton. We had great badminton and golf team, I think.
Yeah, you got to expect, like, Dix Hills.
Yeah.
You got to golf.
Okay, at this wedding, I feel like people tell me all the time that I'm not awkward socially, but I think I am.
Yeah.
I think I very much am. And I'm, you know, whatever, introverted guy. Like, I'm not really good at carrying a conversation. And so it was, like, towards the end of the wedding, and I always struggle with, like, when to approach family members.
Okay.
You know?
Yeah.
And his little brother was there, who was in our fraternity. And so, like, I remember him. So I was, like, it was end of the night. My tuxedo shirt's, like, pulled out of my pants. You know? I'm, like, sweating my ass off. And I'm like, Mikey, what's up, dude? And I put my arm around him. And he was clearly talking to some woman with his girlfriend. And she and I was just like, Mikey, what's up? And then the woman who was talking, she looked at me and she's like, okay, well, I'll talk to you later.
He was about to get a job or something.
And I was like, dude, I'm so sorry. Like, if that was... And then I forget, like, he's very introverted as well.
Yeah.
So I'm like, great, I interrupted a conversation. Now me and this kid have nothing to talk about.
God. That's fucking funny. I feel like, dude, there's, like, always so many times where I'm, like, at these, like, formal events or occasions. Like, it could be, like, a wedding. It could be a bar mitzvah. It could be even a funeral.
Yeah.
And, like, you know, I'm there. I'm supposed to, like, go up, family members, go up to them and, like, you know, just say something to them. But every time, like, before I do that, I'm like, honestly, like... this guy doesn't give a fuck if I go up and say, like, oh, my condolences, like, oh, like, congrats, or, like, oh, mazel tov. Like, this guy doesn't give a fucking shit. Like, some, like, 40-year-old dude or whatever, like, and I'm just, like, going up. I'm just, like, I don't even want to do this, you know? I don't
it's
even
the forced conversations.
Yeah, I was like, oh, I really hate that. I'm just, like, come on, man. Like,
a similar thing happened during the wedding where, like, I just went to say hi to my friend whose wedding it was, and his mom happened to be right there. And he's like, oh, do you remember Alex? She's like, oh, my God, Alex, it's so good to see you. And we're talking for, like, 30 seconds. And then most of the family went to the dance floor. And I could see her, like, looking over my shoulder. I was like, please go. 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 Dance with your family, please. Great exit from a conversation.
Yeah, yeah, you know?
That's why I'm jealous of bartenders. Because no matter how long a conversation is that you're stuck in, something is going to come along that you're going to have to end that conversation.
Have to be busy.
And it'll be so organic.
That does really seem like such a tough job from that perspective. Because you're just like... First of all, you're assuming that, like, probably anybody who comes to the bar and just, like, starts talking, you're just like, ugh.
Yeah.
I don't want to fucking... I feel as, like, a comedian. Like, whenever somebody, like, sees me on the street and, like, they know I'm a comic, like, after a show or outside of a show, they just, like, start talking to me. I'm just like, ugh.
Yeah.
Like, I don't want to talk to you.
Yeah.
Like, even if, like, you're being nice and cool, I'm just like... Because, like, whenever people are talking to comedians, they're going to try to be funny or, like, try to be, like, cool or whatever.
Yeah.
They're never just chill.
Yeah.
So, like, being in a bar at a bartender and you just, like, listen to all these fucking people's problems, you're like, bro, I don't care.
Yeah.
I just
well, that's
I think
why
the
they're good at their jobs.
That's what I'm saying. Yeah. I think worst case scenario in the world ever is being a bartender with like one or two people at the bar and that's it. And then like they start talking to you. Like,
yeah.
Because there's like nothing. What's going to happen?
You're like, does anybody need a drink? Anybody? I think what I'm going to do now so I can organically get at conversations, I'm just going to carry around a bottle of liquor and a shaker bottle. And while there's a conversation I want to get at, I'm just like, oh, hold on 1 second. It's just porcelain. I
start shaking it. She'd be like on the street and she's like, oh, so sorry. And she's like,
oh, what was that? Martini? Okay, cool.
Blood the whole set.
Yeah.
It's funny.
But you were saying people coming up to you after shows. You've told me before. Apparently, I'm not good at masking if I'm uninterested. Apparently, I really need to be aware of myself to like fake.
Yeah.
Like interest. Because there was one time where you told me someone came up and was like, very nice. Like, we loved the show. You were great. And I was like, oh, thank you. Thanks.
I know what you're talking about. Yeah. I just feel like you weren't trying to be mean, but like you just came off like super cold. Some girl definitely was like trying to talk to you and whatever. And you were just like, yeah. Like, I think you tried like making a joke or something, but like it just came off super cold.
Well,
I don't
know. People keep telling me I look like Ted Mosby from.
Is that what happened?
So every time I hear it now, I'm like, oh, yeah, I get that all the time.
Yeah. I think that's actually what happened.
Yeah.
It's so awkward when some people just like don't like realize. Like, they can't like take a hint. Maybe I take too much of a hint sometimes.
Yeah.
Where like. Like, I think some people are just like, they can't tell that the person you're talking to clearly just doesn't want to talk to you. They'll just keep going.
That is such a terrible
like, especially
personality
like,
trait.
As a comedian, also, like, when we're standing outside and someone just keeps talking, like, bro, like, I'm not even looking at you.
Yeah.
I'm, like, literally looking the other way.
Yeah.
Like, I'm not trying to be a dick, but, like, fucking take a hint, dude.
Yeah. And it's, for me, interacting socially, especially in forced situations, that is exhausting.
Yeah.
Like, I find that after I have a conversation, if you just watch me after the conversation ends, I'm probably taking a huge deep breath and, like, decompressing. I'm going through the whole thing in my mind.
Dude, you're like, you know that picture of Ben Affleck when he's smoking the bogue?
After every conversation.
That's literally after you talk to a person.
Oh, thank God that was over. And I just start shaking up a martini. Speaking of like shitty social comment, like I hate that with getting a haircut. Like I like a barber who can appreciate just reading a person and knowing that they don't want to have a conversation.
Yeah.
So what I do or what I did for my last haircut was I just showed up stoned out of my mind.
Yeah.
Like my eyes were so bloodshot. The guy made eye contact with me and he was like, "Ooh, all right, take a seat, buddy."
Cheese, anything?
Yeah, anything.
Would you like some milk and cheese?
Yeah. Do you want a Mountain Dew? And I like get weird with haircuts because I get one like once every 3 months.
Yeah.
I like growing my hair out and it's sort of like I'm a different person every like month. You know?
Yeah. You see, like I used to get like once every 3 weeks or once every month, but like I'm just like, why wait? Because like when I don't get a haircut, I get super dewy on the sides. It gets curly. And then like, one day I was just like, why wait until I get ugly to get like not ugly again?
Yeah.
Why not just like, you know, every other 2 weeks, you know, every 2 weeks, just like, you know, keep up the good look.
It's expensive, dude.
It is, yeah.
And, like, I go to a nice barbershop because I'm not willing to potentially get a bad haircut.
What's your rate?
No,
what's your rate?
Bro, this haircut was $75.
$75? Yeah. That's a barber, $75? Yeah. Not even a salon?
Yeah. Well, it's, like, a very trendy barbershop. And I only go there because I don't have one guy. I know I can go to any location and I'll get a good haircut. But I did this thing that I think is kind of, like, you're not supposed to do this at barbers. I pulled out a picture.
Really?
Of me. I was like, here, I'm like, this is what I want.
Yeah.
And like, I was way thinner at the time. I feel like he looked at me, he's like, there's nothing I can do about your chin, buddy. you know, I'll do everything I can with the haircut. And yeah. He pretty much nailed it, yeah. But I still looked fatter.
I don't know. Do you think they dislike that?
I don't know. I've always felt kind of embarrassed by it. And then he asked me, like, how do you want the back? And I was like, what are my options? No, I said, what do you recommend?
Yeah, okay.
And because I think a barber's job is like, look at someone's face.
Yeah,
and
make their head me and hot.
Yeah. That's so I was just like, what do you recommend? He's like, you got three options, this, this, and this. I was like, okay, yeah, that one.
Yeah, I don't think they mind it at all, to be honest. Like, I also just like, sometimes I just like want to change it up, but like I don't even like know what to do or ask.
Yeah, yeah, that's so, what like, I'm saying.
Sometimes, so like I give them the benefit of the doubt. Sometimes they're like into it. Other times, they're like, hey, what do you want? You tell me. You tell me what you want.
Yeah,
yeah. I'm just like, can you just make me hot?
It was seven,
I don't know.
Yeah,
and like all barbers are dudes.
I think they're like stylists. Like yeah. If you go like and you're like, hey, can I need to get a fucking suit for this thing. And like, I don't know. I don't buy suits. Help me.
Yeah,
you know? Like, that's the way I look at it.
Like sometimes like I can't really trust bald Vladimir.
Yeah.
Letting me know if I look good or not. I
know how to do your hair.
No, it's not. I trust him to you know, do my haircut. I don't trust him to, like, know if I look hot or not, you know? That's why, like...
That's maybe why we should only get chicks to cut our hair.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Well, there should be more chick. I don't know why...
They have a lot of female...
The whole dude...
They have a lot of females at the fellow barber.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, if there's any market, if there's any industry that clearly is one-sided...
Yeah.
It's the barber industry.
Yeah.
I mean, obviously, like, actually, I don't know. That's probably by choice, too. Because, like, chicks are probably just like, I want to be a fucking sick stylist for chicks.
Yeah. I think
they also make so much more money.
It's kind of like porn. You got to be able to do both, you know?
Yeah.
Men and women.
Yeah, I feel that.
I don't know.
Sorry, you go.
No, go ahead. Go ahead.
I had this barber thing that I've been working on, and, like, I just, you know, you go to a barbershop, they play good music, right?
Mm-hmm.
Always. They always play good music.
Yeah.
And I just, like, don't understand why they do that.
Yeah.
You know? Like, it's great and all, but, like, I'm just, like, there's one thing that you're, you know, not supposed to do at a barbershop, and it's, like, move.
Yeah.
And, like, the only thing you're supposed to do when music comes on is, like, move and dance. So, like, I don't know this whole game that we're playing where you have a fucking razor at my neck and you're playing my favorite song.
You should just be playing White Noise.
Yeah.
When you're getting your hair
not cut. The good song White Noise. That's a really good
okay,
song.
No. Like,
you know what I'm talking about?
No.
Okay, never mind.
Yeah.
Great song.
But White Noise.
Yeah, but it should be, like, something. Put me to fucking sleep.
Yeah.
Don't put on Levels by Avicii.
Yeah, in
and
reverse.
Expect me don't put on Levels by Avicii and expect me to sit there still while you have a fucking razor at my neck.
Yeah.
You know?
Know what they should play? They should play Hebrew Prayers because when you daven, you bow your head, right?
Yeah.
And there's a lot of times when you need to bow your head
when
you're getting your hair cut.
They should do that.
There's always that awkward moment when like you don't put your head down in time, so the barber like directs your head down.
He's
like, whoa, that was aggressive, Arthur. Yeah. You know, geez, dude. This happened to me the other day. I was going to make myself some coffee and dropped coffee grounds all over the floor in my kitchen.
What'd you do?
You ever have this thought where you're like, you make a huge mess, you're like, well, I could either clean up or I could move.
Yeah.
You know?
It's like
I dropped these coffee grounds, like I can either grab a broom or I can hop on Street Easy right now.
Yeah. Sometimes like when I just like spill water on the floor, I'm just like, time will dry it.
Yeah.
It will just evaporate.
Water, I rarely ever clean up unless it's a significant amount.
It would have to be a flood.
Yeah.
It would have to be a flood.
I'd prefer to just get one of those like wet floor signs than like clean it up. Just like let my roommate know, like, hey, don't walk around here.
Yeah. And you could save that tobacco. Oh, it's coffee grounds. I thought it was tobacco grounds. Never mind.
But I do. There's something about cleaning up that I just hate. I think it's kind of a family thing. Like after dinner, I would bring my plate and shit to the sink, and that was it.
Yeah.
Yeah. I wasn't doing anything else.
Enough is enough.
Yeah.
Dianu.
Dianu.
Enough is enough.
What am I, a fucking slave here? I got to clean up my own plate. You cooked it, Mom. Clean the shit up.
dude, I love cleaning now. Really? You know my whole thing. I love cleaning.
I only like cleaning when I don't when it prevents me from doing the shit I'm supposed to be doing.
Yeah, I mean that's what it is. Like, you know, 9 to 5 Monday through Friday, I'm a fucking maid.
Yeah,
I clean the fuck up, and I love doing it.
I feel like especially on Sunday nights, I'll sabotage myself by just making sure my room is an absolute mess.
Yeah.
So that Monday morning, I'm like, I can't work here.
I can't do this.
I can't do this. I need at least 3 hours to clean my room up.
There's real stuff I need to do. Yeah. And that's my laundry.
Yeah. Bro, I do need to do laundry. I'm looking at your washer dryer over there.
Yeah. You think I'm not about that life? Like, I have a washer dryer. I spent $7 on a bacon, egg, and cheese today. All right?
Yeah.
Yep. I'm literally about that life. And
I spent $90 on a carry-on. $79 to bring a carry-on Spirit Airlines and another $11 to choose my seat.
Why did you choose your seat?
Yeah, 5:30 a.m. hungover as shit. I'm not sitting in the middle, you know. Yeah.
So you had the middle seat and you chose a different one?
No, you don't get an assigned seat.
Yeah, you do.
On Spirit?
Yeah, I just flew it.
Maybe I took like the cheapest of the cheapest option, but then ended up paying more.
Yeah, when your ticket's $10, I mean.
Spirit's really not fucking around. They're like, hey, this sucks, so we're not going to do anything to try and make it better.
I think it just won, like, best airline of the year also.
Oh, fuck.
Damn.
Well, it may be... It's Spirit in this economy.
In this economy.
Spirit may be the most used airline.
Definitely not in this coach.
You know, I've never... Yeah. No, I've never understood... I was sitting by the gate. I don't think I have ever gone up and spoken to a gate attendant before. What possible reason? They announce everything.
Yeah, they announce
it's
everything.
It's on the screen. Yeah, you're at the right flight. What time's it board here? Here's what time it boards.
Yeah. Sometimes, my older brother has Tourette's, so every time he goes on a flight, he always, like, finagles to get, like, a better seat. So, like, he's always talking to them.
Yeah.
He's like, I'm claustrophobic. I have Tourette's. I own the plane now. And they're just like, here, take it.
Is he actually claustrophobic?
Yeah, probably. I mean, like, what does it even mean, though? I mean, like...
If he has Tourette's, he's like, well, we should put you in the back so you don't distract the pilot,
yeah,
then.
Yeah, okay. Well. That's funny.
Do you ever, when you were a kid, do you ever like look in the mirror and like distort your face in weird ways?
What do you mean?
Like I would like go in the mirror. I'd be like, just what happened if like for some reason I like looked like this?
Oh. Like what if that's how I looked?
Yeah.
Just like, would you I
would
have
do,
friends?
You would do that.
I would look in the mirror and just be like,
I would do.
Hi, I'm Alan.
Do you want to hang out?
I love those scenarios where it's like the girl's talking to her boyfriend. She's like, would you date me if I had no legs and no arms? Like, and I was like 7,000 pounds. Like, I don't know. Probably not.
Love does not extend to that.
Yeah.
Like, you fall in love with a person that includes what they look like.
Obviously, like, there's more to like love than looks. But looks is definitely always the first step.
Yeah.
That is always the first check mark.
I love hearing Corey's takes on love.
Love.
He hasn't gone steady with a gal.
Yeah, because I haven't met the one.
Yeah, you know? It's true.
I would do the opposite of what you did.
Yeah.
So I would just be like, what if this double chin wasn't here?
Yeah. Just, like, no, I'll do that too.
I would give like my face lipo.
I'll do that too.
Oh, do you know what I used to do when I was younger? I was always skinny, but like I never had like a six pack, and I was like, fuck. Like some people have like lit ass six packs.
Yeah.
So I'd like pull it down and be like, I see it.
Yeah, you know, dude, like, I'll do it too. When I was like wanting to see what I looked like thin, I would just like put my hands on my sides, like right over the muffin and just push down. Or I would take my tits and squeeze them together.
Yeah.
Like, or what if I had boobs?
You just like staple it. Yeah.
I was really all over the map with distorting my body. The face thing I did all the time.
Yeah.
I was like, what would life be like?
What would life be like?
Would people like me if I looked like this?
Probably not. Actually, they probably like you more. It was when you were fat, right?
What? My face was like that? No, my eyes weren't like that when I was fat.
No, I'm saying like that's when you were playing with your face.
Yeah. For the most part, yeah.
Yeah. Oh, so you probably had a lot to work with.
I had a lot of...
Yeah, you could have been like, what if this was just wings on my face?
Yeah.
No, I've never
never did that. All right, well, I was just trying to relate to you.
Yeah. What the hell do you think I am?
I don't know.
I don't think I did. I mean, who knows, because my memory's shot already. Yeah. So I could
have... I don't have any memories.
Yeah. Sad. Sad world.
It is a sad world, especially sad world when you can't even trust your politicians in the United Kingdom to not open porn in the House of Commons.
So what happened?
What was this guy's name? I don't even know. If
Neil Parish.
Neil Parish.
UK politician Neil Parish claims he accidentally opened porn in the House of Commons.
Claims he may have accidentally. Yeah.
That's the first line of the article. It's like, British politician claimed he might have accidentally opened porn. You don't might have accidentally anything. Like, you do it, and look, it's just old people.
Yeah.
Young people, they just know how to not be a fucking idiot and get caught by, like, you know, cranking it out.
Yeah.
It's just old people that are like, come on.
Yeah, how'd that get there?
You clearly need to have, like, these old people just don't have any anxiety at all.
Yeah.
They're not nervous about anything. They just don't have any anxiety. I'm like, how do you, come on. That's why they make these mistakes, because they're not, like, self-aware. They're not, like, cautious.
That's a good point, because I think the whole problem with it was that he showed it to female colleagues, but maybe he was like, hey, I don't know how to X-10. Abs out. Can you help me with this? You know? And it just happened to be points. I got to get this porn off my thing. Can you please help me X this out?
I don't know how to get. How do you get out of this? I don't know.
It's like, like, please, can you help me close this tab? Sir, we're about to vote on a very important voting rights bill.
Exactly. That's why I'm trying to just clear this off so I could do that, and I can't do that because it's here.
You just happen to be next to me and you're female. Yeah.
It just keeps happening, man. Like, just like, clearly, if you're going to do something that's like, you know, I'm not saying it's bad, but I'm just saying, like, if you're going to do something, like, be a little bit more cautious about it. Like, you should be nervous when you're doing it.
Yeah.
If you're not nervous when you're doing it, then, like, clearly you're not cautious.
Yeah. Listen,
and if you're not cautious, you shouldn't be running shit.
Yeah. Listen, I've opened my phone before and porn was on there, but I never showed it to
there.
Anybody.
Yeah. Yeah. He showed it to someone?
Yeah, that's what they're saying.
Yeah. Also, like, another...
To female colleagues.
So, like, that's, like, another clear thing where, like, okay... Don't do that.
Yeah.
You know, he's probably like, oh, yo, this is funny. Like, yeah. Look at this. Yo, you see this? Like,
I don't think that's what it was, though. I generally think it was, I don't know if we have to read more. I don't think it was, like, on purpose. It may have been. If it is, that's fucking weird.
Yeah, that is weird.
I think as his punishment, he needs to, like, show what porn he watches to male colleagues now.
Yeah. Even it out.
Hey, do you know No Face Girl?
Yeah.
Like, do they use Pornhub in the UK, or do they have, like, their own?
They might have, I don't know. I was going to say Porn Lou, but, like, it's obviously not funny.
Porn Lou?
Yeah.
What do you mean?
Like, you go to the loo.
Porn Crumpets.
Yeah, maybe they have Harry Potter Hub, but I don't know.
Mary Poppins, nice. Poppins Mass.
Yeah.
I think the other really funny thing about the story is, he fessed up to his wife, Sue, about the alleged blunder, and her response was, there are very few men who haven't looked at pornography. Yeah, not the point.
Yeah, that's
not. Like, there are very few little boys who have not looked at pornography.
Yeah.
But that would almost be acceptable to go around and show it.
I just, you know, don't do that at work. People
don't talk to girls at work.
Don't do that at work. Do your work.
Work has to be totally asexual.
They keep trying to make it your entire life.
Yeah.
Like, oh, now it's actually your social. You know what you could do on the weekends? You could run a marathon with your coworkers.
Yeah.
For charity.
Dude, you needed to watch the WeWork thing.
The WeWork thing?
Because everybody was just fucking. I mean, think about it. It's a young company.
Yeah.
Where the whole culture was like, work hard, play hard. And so you're just there, like, drinking every night.
Yeah.
There was apparently, they were just fucking a closet. Yeah. And that was what they called HR.
HR.
There's this great line where, like, it's a bunch of the female employees just, like, you know, airing their complaints about, like, how ridiculous it is that they have a fuck closet.
Yeah.
And one of the characters is like, well, you should have gone to your boss about that. And she's like, who do you think we're fucking?
Bro, it's always sales jobs that have, like, the most wild fucking shit, because like, you're just always, like, you're, like, jacked up on coffee all day, and then, like, everybody, like, has this, like, similar, you know, type of personality where like, attacking, like, go get it, blah blah blah, and then, like, they have this, like, happy hour, like, oh, we're cool too, we promise we're cool, this is what cool people do, open bar, happy hour, like, let's everybody drunk, and then this should be good, and then there's always some sort of scandal, someone gets fired. I'm like, you want to go to the work party? Oh, you mean the trap? Is that what you're talking about?
Yeah.
The trap that gets you fired?
You mean the sexual assault fest?
They don't
yeah
even,
I'll be there.
Like, I don't get companies where they just have layoffs, like, that's just stupid.
Here's a question I have. If it was a female who accidentally a male colleague saw porn, non-story. That male colleague would be like, bro,
yo.
Dude, Anita was watching porn during the parliament hearing.
You saw that one too?
Yeah.
Solid video.
Yeah.
And then she checks the comments. It's that guy commenting. Yeah. Nice.
Yo, I like her too.
Yeah.
We should hang out.
Yeah. I just feel like, look, if you're a company and, like, there shouldn't be layoffs. There shouldn't be, like, a period of layoffs anymore. If you're a company, you should just throw more work parties.
If you're a company, you should just not exist anymore.
Yeah. Like, you should, that's, like, the perfect thing. Like, you could, instead of just laying people off and, like, letting everybody know, like, hey, like, we're not doing good. Like, financially, we got to make some layoffs. Instead, like, it's like, oh, like, here, everybody, here's another work party. It's our third of the week. Go get really drunk and touch everybody.
Yeah. Well, that's what, at my old job working at agencies, they would throw ridiculous parties just to distract you from how much you hate your job.
Yeah. And it's just like, it's always these like intense sales jobs where it's like taking over your life anyway. It's like, oh, you know how like, you know, we take all of your energy out of you and like all of your time out of you. How about we reward you with more time and energy going to a work party instead of just going home and chilling and doing nothing?
Yeah.
Just like, I just hate that concept.
But I think there's like a time and place for that. Like when you're younger, it kind of makes sense
because
you're like, you supposedly have the energy to dedicate all your time to working and then, I guess, partying with your coworkers.
Yeah, that's who I want to party with. That's who I want to party with.
Yeah.
Explain, you know, your ideal night. My ideal night is, you know, waking up at, you know, 7 a.m., going to my job, you know, just being at my 9-to-5 all
day. Which is basically a party.
Yeah.
Going back to the pornography. Obviously, we live in a very sex-positive time.
Of course.
And I was watching this show where, like, they were basically trying to blackmail, like, these spies were trying to blackmail this guy because he was watching gay porn. No one cares anymore. Yeah. Like, you can't blackmail anybody anymore.
Yeah, it's
you
like know? The Sopranos.
They're going to be like, oh, we saw you're watching gay porn. That guy would be like, yeah, me and my wife, we actually share a Pornhub account, so, like, we're very sex-positive. Like, we watch that together. Yeah. And then they'd be like, oh, well, I bet your daughter wouldn't want to know about that. And she'd be like, who do you think gave us the idea?
<You know? laughs> Wait, so if I get caught watching gay porn, all I have to do is just say it's my wife's account?
No, you could just say, my wife knows.
Yeah, okay, yeah. That's great. Okay, perfect.
So you can't, we're running out of things to blackmail people, which is a good thing, I guess. Dude, it's really, the only thing you can blackmail people for these days is fucking kids.
Yeah, just fucking kids, which you should be, it's bad.
You should be blackmailed for that.
Yeah, it's bad. I don't know, because you brought that up, like, in The Sopranos, they literally murdered him. They literally fucking killed Vito, or whatever. Was it Vito?
Yeah, Vito, then put a pool cue in his asshole.
They're like, oh, you're gay?
Yeah.
We're gonna fucking kill you.
I was thinking about that, because I'm watching that show, For All Mankind, I was telling you about, and someone who works at NASA who's gay, and she's in the closet, because if... She's a security risk, because if a Soviet were to find out that she was gay, that's blackmail against her.
Oh.
It's like, that shit doesn't... What the Russians gonna blackmail us for now?
Yeah, they can't.
That show's hilarious, because it's like, what if the space race never ended? Like, what if the Soviets made it to the moon first, and everything would just keep escalating? Like, or now we're gonna put a military base on the moon. Like, that's the whole
point. I feel like maybe that should have happened.
Well...
We would have, like, colonized Mars by now.
Yeah, maybe.
Right?
Yeah.
Damn.
But anyway, it's funny because, like, it's obviously like an alternative history. And obviously, if you're seeing footage of Americans watching the moon landing, it's a very exciting time. But in this version of it, like, some guy's like driving home, slams on the brakes, he runs in, his wife's on the couch, like, in tears, watching the Russians land on the moon. He's like, It really happened. And it's like, they're just really trying to bury into your mind, like, hey, this is an alternative history.
Yeah. Right?
But it was hard to follow because we didn't grow up in a time where the Soviets were our enemies, right? So it's hard to put my head in that. But so I looked at it as like, what if the first man to the moon was Osama bin Laden?
Yeah.
Then it's like, okay, yeah, that'd be fucked up. Yeah. I wouldn't be happy about that.
Like, the one thing that America is trying to do. Oh, Saddam Hussein just did it.
Really? Al-Qaeda beat us to the moon? Oh, man.
Speaking of colonizing Mars, the man who is trying to make that a reality, Elon Musk bought Twitter. A lot of people are up in arms about it. I think they're mostly like, it's libs who are super afraid that now like Trump's going to come back on Twitter.
Is that what it is? Because like, I'm truly trying to understand the outrage. Like, so I really just don't get it.
It's people who just hate Elon Musk and hate billionaires and capitalism. Yeah. It's people who are worried that all the content moderation they've been doing with basically trying to, you know, ban accounts and control misinformation is going to go away, and it's going to go back to being like a free for all, like 4chan type of thing.
Okay. Wasn't like I feel like it is always still a free for all. I mean, like, I just feel like they're just pissed that people that they disagree with are coming back on the app.
Yeah. Well, I think it mostly affects.
They're also so annoying.
Marginalized communities. How? You know. Because, like, who's getting harassed on Twitter? It's, you know, it's people who are trans or minority. And so they're worried that, like...
aren't those rules still... Isn't hate speech still going to be taken off?
Yeah, I mean, that's the thing. Like, there are already limits on free speech.
Yeah.
Right? But, like, I think Twitter, especially after, like, the storming of the Capitol and Trump and all that shit, they've really tried to crack down on that stuff. More maybe misinformation than hate speech. That's why people are up in arms. And honestly, get Trump back on Twitter.
Yeah,
it was fucking fun.
It was funny.
And as also, like, if you don't want Trump back in office, the best possible thing that can happen is for him to be back showing what a fucking dumbass he is.
He can't
again.
Be back in office. Yeah. He can't be. Because I just can't listen. I couldn't.
It has less to do with him than other people.
I could not listen to that shit anymore.
Yeah.
For 4 years straight, I could not just keep listening to Donald. Not even just him. I couldn't listen to the people just complaining about him all the time. Every conversation. I'm like, stop. I can't do that. I was so glad he didn't win. Because I was just like, thank God everyone could shut the fuck up now. Because I'm sick of it.
And even him just being back on Twitter would bring that back. Yeah. Unfortunately.
It would be.
Yeah.
But the thing is, they're still all crazy mad about every fucking thing. And just like, I don't know.
The Twitter thing, it's just so wild how much money a person can have that he's just like throwing down so much cash for this. Just putting it on a credit card, you know? And it's kind of like, it's like Putin with this war. Like any income that Russia makes is basically just, that's Putin's money, essentially. He's basically just paying for war on a credit card.
Yeah.
Like, oh, we need more submarines here. Use my Amex. I need the points. You know? It's like fucking insane.
Yeah.
But I think that he did have a funny tweet, Elon Musk, where he's like, I'm going to buy Coca-Cola too and put the cocaine back in Coke.
Yeah.
Made me think, like, I want some other billionaires to jump in and bring back some other relics. I want Jeff Bezos to buy Aeropostale. Can you imagine Jeff Bezos flying to the moon?
Yeah.
Flying to the moon in like a fucking puka shell necklace.
You need to bring
cargo shorts.
You're trying to bring that back?
I loved Aeropostale.
Yeah.
There was this one switch where everybody was wearing Abercrombie, and then it was all of a sudden like, no, Aeropostale is cool. I remember a vivid conversation with my mom. I was like, Mom, Aeropostale only now.
Yeah. I think a billionaire should buy the MLB and mandate steroids.
Yeah.
It has to have steroids in it.
That would be fun.
Yep.
I think Warren Buffett should buy Wayfair and start selling kids again.
Yep. Back to the good.
To the good old days.
The golden days.
2020, the fun stuff.
Yeah. Now they're just giving us my fucking furniture. I'm like, okay, where's the kid?
Where's Jacob?
Yeah. Hello, customer service.
Yeah, I ordered the Jacob and Jacob didn't come. Oh, man. But yeah, in the end, like, this is not going to drastically change anybody's fucking life that Elon Musk bought Twitter.
Yeah, I feel like people are just outraged. I don't even... We might have brought this up. I think the outrage from that same side of the spectrum is a lot of base. Like, they hate people that they grew up with, and they find out that these people that they already hate that they grew up with are fans of these people. So then they hate that they hate that person.
Yeah.
I feel like people hate Elon Musk fans and Joe Rogan fans a lot more than they actually hate Joe Rogan and Elon Musk.
Yeah, because of the people who like them, their fans. But there's a problem.
And
I think that's
not fair. I think you're judging somebody by their shitty loud fans. I mean, the people on the other side do the same thing as well. I mean, like, we're just everyone's just getting so mad at these groups of people because the loud, annoying ones are the only ones that get attention.
Yeah. Yeah. And that's why Twitter sucks.
Yeah.
That's why Twitter is damaging. And it's all social media. The loudest voices get the most airtime.
Yeah. And they think, like, you know, doing what they're doing is good. And they're just, like, making everything so annoying now. Making it more polarized. Yeah. The left and the right are just making everything so polarized. And they just keep blaming the other side while they're just doing that.
I think more people, we just need to not give a shit.
Can we have more jokes? They should just get rid of politics on Twitter.
Yeah.
They really should. Anything politically related, even though I know, like, a huge, like, purpose of, like, social media is, like, to bring awareness, but, like, enough.
Yeah, enough awareness. Plenty of things I'm aware
of. I think there needs to be...
And bullshit awareness. We're aware about a thing for, like, 3 days, then we move on to the next thing we're supposed to be aware of.
There should be a separate app that's not Twitter for, like, political, you know, threads.
Yeah.
I think they should... anything that is politically generated should be completely off Twitter. Yeah. But then again, like, something as simple as Elon Musk buying Twitter is now political.
Yeah. Well, like, Elon, political. If you're a billionaire, you're a political figure.
Yeah.
That's just the reality. I guess
that's the truth.
Yeah.
Everything is political.
Yeah. If he switches to subscription instead of ad revenue, because that's, like, his big thing that, like, I don't think it's not sustainable.
Subscribe to Twitter?
Yeah. How much? What would be your breaking point? Monthly fee.
Look, here's the thing. I don't know. My breaking point, I'll get to that. I do think if they start charging $1 per user on Twitter, everyone will do it.
A dollar, fine. But if it's more than that, if it's like $6 a month.
$6 a month, like, you're getting to, like, Netflix territory, which is, like, crazy because I'm on Twitter all the time.
Yeah. But if they go to a no ad revenue model, like, they're going to have to charge people for it. They should charge by tweet. They should make it harder to tweet, I think.
Does the no ad revenue model help, like, get rid of clearly motivated tweets? You know what I mean?
Maybe. I don't know.
Yeah. So my Twitter breaking point, I'm going to have to stay on, and it's just going to be another expense that I have to just deal with.
If you're a comedian, you should be able to write that off on your taxes.
Yeah. I mean, maybe you could.
Yeah, you probably could.
I don't know what my breaking point would be. Like, probably, like, the most I would not go back onto Twitter would be like $15, probably.
Yeah, a month.
Yeah.
Well, I haven't.
Like, I would be pissed paying anything over $4.99.
Yeah.
I think, like, what I'm not $4.99 is, like, when I start getting, like, what the fuck.
Yeah. $3.99, sick. $4.99, what the fuck.
No, $4.99 is still okay. Yeah. $4.99 is the most. Mm-hmm. Five, no.
Yeah.
$5.01, no.
Yeah.
$6.99 is always the number.
Yeah. Speaking of Twitter, hey, little tip to that fucking parliament guy. There's porn on Twitter, bro.
So much.
You don't need to be playing videos. Just go on Twitter and watch some porn.
Well, that's I feel like Twitter is the scariest place to do that.
Yeah.
Accidentally click a video. Because when you like a tweet, everyone sees, oh, you like this tweet. So you can't just be scrolling on. But what the fuck is this on my feed? Corey Yasquits like this tweet. That's why it's on my feed. And it's just like some guy with seven dicks or some shit like that. It's like some, like, weird fucking video. It's like
choking a chick.
It's just like some weird fucking video. Yeah. A beheading.
It's like an ISIS porn video from the moon. Oh, man. All right. Well, this was great, dude.
Yeah.
Fun once again. I'm finally recovered from
It's about darn tootin' time.
Yeah, let's get some food, dude.
Yeah, I'm starving. Happy Sunday. Thanks, guys.
Thanks, guys.
Bye.